Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas memories, Christmas thoughts, holidays past, holidays present. So, call in. Talk to us this afternoon, this evening. Hope to hear from y'all.
Yeah, amen. All righty. Well, let's start out with a prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, great God and Father, for filling our hearts with trust so that we are of good hope, also for those who have not yet found trust, Lord. Thank you for giving us courage to face all the questions that arise in human life and for accepting us again and again when we come to you, Lord. You know what lies before us. You know the mountains that must be moved, Lord. You know all the things that frustrate us and try to wear us out, and you will take them away, Lord. At last your light will shine into all darkness, Lord. This certainty fills us with gladness and thanksgiving. In this faith, we are determined to remain steadfast and to press on to victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. Yes, this is a live show. Today's date is 11/28/2020, okay, and it's 8:05 p.m. No, it's not pre-recorded. Goodbye. Well, anyway, let's play some music.
Yeah. body waits for you. Just the one for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Let's run, we'll have some fun. Now before I fell thump, thumpity thump, thump, over the hills of snow.
Santa Claus comes tonight.
and worship Christmas, okay, songs before the sermon. Amen. All righty. Okay, let's get into the sermon. Jesus is the model. Loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside the merit of worth or others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and empower to love others this week as we look to grow in obedience of Jesus' command to love people. Everything Jesus did was done out of perfect love for the Father and us. Every word, healing, prayer, and action was done out of unconditional devotion. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Scripture commands us to love others the way Christ did. Jesus is our model for living. And God never commands us without perfectly equipping us. If we are to walk in love as Christ loved us, we must believe God will fill us up with the ability to love as Jesus loved. The concept of living like Jesus always seems unreachable. It often reminded me of the motivational posters that read, "Reach for the moon, even if you miss it, you'll land among the stars." But God's word is not an unachievable suggestion. His word is perfect and true. As Scripture says in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, in order that he might be firstborn among their brothers." So God's plan is to conform us into a perfect reflection of Jesus' love. His plan is to fashion us into disciples who live, work, and love as he did. We can live our lives in obedience to God's commands to love others for one reason alone. Our Heavenly Father is near, alive, and active in us. The same God who empowered Paul, Peter, John, Stephen, David, Daniel, and Esther lives in us today. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." And the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit who dwells within us as believers is love. We can love like Jesus because the Spirit longs to produce the fruit of love deep within us. He longs to love people through us. He has a perfect plan to use and reveal a broken and searching word for the unfathomable riches of Jesus' love. So if we are to look to Jesus as our model, we must first believe that God can and will help us. Okay, we must believe that the Spirit is perfectly capable of taking what was dust and fashioning it into the likeness of the Son. Secondly, we must spend time allowing the Spirit to move in and through us. We must make space in our lives to be loved by God so that we can be used by him to love others. I can offer nothing of value that I haven't first received from my Heavenly Father. I can do nothing great unless God has done something great in me. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, "Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." We have to be children who abide in Jesus so that we can walk in his ways. God longs to love you and help you love others today. He longs to meet you and heal the wounds of insecurities that have kept you from loving others well. He longs to empower and transform you like Jesus. So run to him with open arms and allow him to do a mighty work in you as you enter into guided prayer. So meditate on God's desire for you to love like Jesus. Remember that God doesn't command you to do something you are incapable of doing. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire and faith for what God has for you. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. So where do you need God to do mighty work in you today? Ask the Spirit to reveal what area He wants to heal today. Ask Him to guide you to a wound or an insecurity He longs to speak to in love. Receive the love of your Heavenly Father. Allow Him to heal and empower you to love others. Ask Him to transform you into the image of Jesus and fill you with His heart for others around you. Luke chapter 6, verse 27, "But I say unto you, hear and love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." You have heard it said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun arise on the evil and good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47. It is impossible to be consistently loved by God and not love others. His love has the incredible ability to heal us and empower us at the same time. His heart is always to love us while helping us to love others. So as you grow in your relationship with your Heavenly Father, allow Him to use you in increasingly powerful ways. Allow Him to make you selflessly and servant-hearted. Allow His love to make you more like Jesus. And may you discover the joy and peace that comes from wholeheartedly loving others today. I highly suggest you to read 1 John chapter 3 and bring this devotional more into light. Amen. So let us get into the most important question today, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression and anxiety. You suffer from something much, much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. In order for Him to do so, He has to know you. So if He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, and we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. And if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you said this prayer. So won't you let us rejoice with them. Amen. Okay, and you can do that by calling in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's take some calls. 843,
hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing better. I don't really got much to say, but we're all celebrating Christmas early and stuff, but the most important thing to think about is you can't spell Christmas without Christ.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's something you should think about.
Amen.
Amen. A Bible verse?
Say what?
A Bible verse.
Which Bible verse are you referring to?
1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen to that. That's all I just wanted to say, but you got to think about Christ when you're celebrating Christmas, too. For
yes,
he is the Lord.
Amen. You surely
amen.
Do.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling in. Okay. All right. Let's take another caller. We got 111.
Hello. Hi.
Okay. We got no callers. Okay. Except for we got a bunch of 111 callers that hadn't pressed the one key, and 757 hadn't pressed the one key. Okay. And no, this show is not pre-recorded. Today's date is 11/28/2020, and it's 8:41 p.m. Okay. So, with that, getting that out, okay, Tony, bring up the topic again tonight, okay, so people can...
Well, you know, Ken, you wanted to have a show about people's holiday memories and try to bring a little cheer to people, but, you know, from what I see in your chat room, doesn't look like anybody's going to call in and talk to you about those things. You'll probably get a lot of silliness, a lot of insanity. But, you know, you're doing your part. You share the word. You're trying to bring a little holiday cheer to a place that's kind of dark right now all over. And if people don't like that, well, guess what? They don't pay the bill.
That's true.
You do.
Yes.
So if you want to sit in here and play Jingle Bells by Barbara Streisand, oh, yeah, let's hear that next. If you want to sit here and play Jingle Bells by Barbara Streisand over and over and over again until our ears bleed for the holidays, you can do so.
Yeah.
Because it's your show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Okay. Well, let's take some more callers. Area code 111.
Ken?
111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken and Tony. This is Bo. How are y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Bo. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Bo.
Hey,
we're doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing so great. Recently, a person that I thought was a dear friend of mine on Discord by the name of Ashley, they unfriended me and blocked me on Discord. And obviously, and I'm heartbroken because I thought we were dear friends.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Bo.
That is sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do y'all have any advice on, like, how I can deal with this situation? Because obviously I'm heartbroken because, I mean.
Would you like my true advice, Bo?
Yes, please.
My true advice is anybody that turns their back on you isn't really your friend.
Okay.
If it's so easy to cut the strings, they're not your friend.
And, Kenny, do you agree with this advice?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Okay, you know, I mean, it's sad when, you know, you think you have friends, and then in the minute, you know, you're taking off the friends list, you know.
All right. Well, I will take y'all's advice, and I will. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you, Ashley. I will take Ken and Tony's advice.
Okay.
Well, that was a little harsh. I shouldn't have said the F word. Thank you for your advice, Ken and Tony. I mean, y'all are the best. Happy holidays, and on to the next caller.
All righty, Bo. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller here.
Have a good one, Bo.
And fuck you, Ashley. Ken. I hope you're on hell. Fuck you, bitch.
Okay. All righty. Let's take the next caller, okay, which is a 111. Okay. Okay, nothing better to do with your time. All right. Well, we're going to play some more music now. Okay. Oh. Well, we got another caller. Hold on.
Still fag.
Okay. Here we go.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do Misunderstanding over Discord. So, Bo, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. I'm going to re-add you, and I hope we can patch things up.
I hope you can, too.
Well, I hope you can, too. It's kind of hard, you know, sometimes, though, when you turn your back on people, you treat them badly, cut them out of your life.
Hey, Tony Cass.
It's rough. It can be terrible.
Yep.
I hope you do get through it, though.
Yeah,
is Bo on the line so that way I can talk to him?
No, Bo's not on the line. Yeah, he is. He's still here. Let me bring him on. Bo, are you ready? Okay. Hey, Bo. I guess he's not
Bo has nothing to say.
Shut up.
Ashley, quit playing with your voice changer. Change
he's
the battery.
To say. It's just...
Yeah, change the battery. It's getting gravelly.
I'm not using a voice changer.
Oh, okay.
I'm not using a voice changer. In fact,
Clear your throat, hon. Sounds like it'll be okay. Hit your chest a couple of times. That loosens it up sometimes. You'll be all right. Not one of the symptoms for COVID. COVID's a dry cough like that.
Would you like to be in UNA with Sylvia?
Nobody, what? You got hit in the head with a hammer and what?
Would you like to be reunited with Sylvia?
Why would I want to do that?
Because you keep pissing me off. That's what's going to happen.
Blam, I tell you. Blam. Okay, your callers really can. Tonight they're kind of boring.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to come on and tell you about their mosaic. Cobra Jesse was going to call in and tell you about his horrible family and how they ruined his Thanksgiving, but he never called in. That would have been the only call you got. Well, and Bo's call was about the holidays, but
yeah.
How it was ruined by friends stabbing him in the back and treacherous plots against him.
Well, let's pick another caller. 111. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're gonna call it a wrap.
Well, oh, how sad.
Yeah, well, I could play more Christmas music.
Oh, well, your chat room doesn't want to hear Christmas music. They said you were being silly.
Yeah, I know.
But no, let's play Christmas music. Play the Barbra Streisand Jingle Bells.
Oh, okay. Play Barbra Streisand Jingle Bells.
Yeah, I think it's there at the top of the list. There she goes.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a playing song tonight. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his luck. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
You have to admit you like that.
Yes, that was great.
What about moving down your list? What do you have, a Santa Baby to buy Eartha Kitt somewhere?
Yes, I do. I played Santa Baby already.
Yeah, that was that Ariana Grande. Yeah, but we can't mention names. I forgot. We don't know the rights to the music playing in the background.
Yeah. Okay, let's bring on Doug, though. He's called in. Okay. Hello, Doug.
Doug dropped.
He dropped. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I guess we are going to call it a night.
Yeah, I guess we're going to call it a night.
We had fun.
Yes, we did.
We enjoyed the music.
God bless you all. I hope you enjoyed the music, okay, and the time we spent together. Okay. All right.
Thanks to all the people in the chat room.
Yes, thanks to everybody in the chat room for chiming in tonight. Okay, God bless everybody. Have a blessed night. Amen.